For decades, Ireland was one of the poorest countries in Europe. Its dire economic situation meant that many young Irish emigrants moved abroad in search of work. Now, however, the situation has been completely reversed. A sustained economic boom means that foreign workers, including thousands of Czechs, are flocking to Ireland in search of work. In Dublin alone, there are so many people from the Czech Republic that a Czech bar has opened up to cater for them. In this edition of Panorama, Colleen O'Connor visits Ireland's first Czech pub.
Yes, that Molly Guinness.
In a patch bar, just a stone's throw away from Dublin Castle, it's possible for me to order a small glass of Guinness in Czech. That's because I'm standing in the Czech Inn, a pub that caters for the large Czech population that now lives in the Irish capital. Thanks to its Celtic Tiger status as one of the fastest growing economies in the world, Ireland has been struggling with a labour shortage generated by the success of its economic boom. Consequently, many Czechs have been moving to Ireland over the past decade, attracted by the prospect of well-paid work in this country. This large-scale migration has been particularly evident since 2004, when Ireland was just one of three countries to open its borders to migrant workers from the European Union's 10 newest member states. The Czech Inn's manager, Petr Krulich, came up with the idea of opening the bar when he realised that there was such a large population of Czechs living in Dublin, who might like to go to a pub that would serve as a home from home. Although the hostelry was originally established as a Czech bar, he says that many of Dublin's equally large Slovak population are now coming to the pub in their droves, and that the establishment has a very strong Czechoslovak identity, despite the fact that the two countries went their separate ways 15 years ago.
Of course, like, you know, you get a Czech-Slovak coming here, and it's, I would say, like, you know, it's a, I'm happy it's called Czech Inn, because it says it's a Czech bar, but in fact it's a Czechoslovak bar, like, you know, and for me it doesn't make any difference if the Slovak is here or Czech is here or whatever is here. Like, you see, like, you know, here people Czech and Slovak mixing, like, you know, with a normal way, nobody kind of care if he's Slovak or Czech. Probably, like, you know, in Czech and Slovak, you feel more difference now between Czech and Slovaks. But here abroad, like, you know, in Dublin, the bar, in one Czechoslovak bar, you don't really see the difference, and that's kind of is fading away, which is good, I think so.
Besides selling typically Czech spirits, like Slivovica and Bekarovka, as well as having several Czech beers, such as Pilsner Urquell and Gambrinus on tap, this Dublin hostelry also has many Czechs and Slovaks working behind the bar, to ensure that patrons enjoy a truly authentic Czechoslovak experience. There are even four Czech chefs working in the pub's kitchen, which means that there are always plenty of typical Bohemian, Moravian and Slovak specialities on offer. Petr Krulich again.
The main thing, like, you know, I think the best seller is smažený sýr, which is deep-fried cheese, deep-fried butter cheese, whatever. Then would be klasika bramborák, Czech potato pancake with sauerkraut. Then, of course, svíčková with the dumplings, you know, with this typical, like, you know, Czech sauce. There's a dumpling with the pork, you know, and the sauerkraut as well, and all these typical Czech foods.
And, says Petr Krulich, it's not just homesick Czechs and Slovaks who come into the Czech Inn for some traditional cooking, but many people from other parts of Central Europe, who are now also working as foreign nationals in an increasingly cosmopolitan Dublin, and often would like some familiar food.
The people are coming, like the foreigners as well, but especially Polish, which actually they are used to the same food. So Polish people, many of them trying to coming here, like, you know, and getting these Czech dishes with the Irish people as well. They try, but I don't really find them too fond of, you know, Czech food. They maybe try, like, you know, they maybe like something, they don't like something. But if I compare the beers, spirits and the food, I think the beers are very popular among the Irish as well. And they're becoming more for beer than for the food.
With so many Czechs and Slovaks working in Dublin now, it's hardly surprising that many special events are now being organised in the city for this community on a regular basis. Given its status as Ireland's first real Czech pub, Petr Krulich says the Czech Inn is often the obvious venue for many Czechoslovak social and cultural activities.
Oh, definitely. Like when the Czech or Slovaks playing football or hockey game, or that's very like, you know, busy for us and very good. And there is all these people like coming in, like, you know, to watch it. A lot of people coming in to watch it. Then we had to hear like, you know, some kind of performance, theatrical performance. There was a Jiří Lábus, his actor. So he was here as well, like, you know, playing like, you know, actually some theater, like, you know, show here inside the bar. Of course, like, you know, there is some Czech and Slovak bands playing in Dublin. So they come here, like, you know, and quite regularly playing here as well. Classic Czech Slovak music, which is very nice.
Besides serving as a kind of informal Czechoslovak community centre for Czechs and Slovaks, the Czech-in is also a vital point of contact for many Czechs and Slovaks who have recently arrived in Dublin and need a place to network and meet people as they seek to establish themselves in a new country. As Petr Krulich says, the bar in many ways serves a similar function to the role played by Irish pubs all over Europe in the 1970s and 80s, when Ireland itself was a country of emigration rather than immigration.
People come in here, look for a job, look for the accommodation, socialize, like, you know, with the other people. There's a lot of people come in here, maybe they have no knowledge of the language, so they might be working somewhere, maybe they not able to really socialize, like, you know, or talk to their colleagues, like, you know, in work, so they come in here to meet the new friends. That's normal. And of course, people come in here especially look for a job. If they don't have a job, if they don't have accommodation, they come here, they put advertising here, they ask their friends or ask the people around. And as I say, like, you know, they get their own beer, talk to their own, you know, with their own language, get their food, maybe get a help if they need it from people around, listen to their music as well. I believe, like, you know, that plays the role as an Irish bar anywhere.
On the night I visit the check-in, the place is packed and noisy as usual. Although there are lots of Irish and other nationalities in the place, it's obvious that a large Czech contingent still frequents the establishment on a regular basis. Before leaving, I spoke to some of the many Czechs I met drinking in the check-in and asked them what they were doing in Ireland.
My name is Lucy and I work as account assistant here. I'm here over 1 year.
And can I ask you, why did you leave the Czech Republic to come to Ireland specifically?
Because I want to improve my English. It was the main reason. And I know I saw the pictures of Ireland and it was amazing. You know, all these green color pictures.
What is your experience of Irish people? Has it been mostly positive or have you had any negative experience of like the local indigenous population?
No, I think generally it's positive. Now I work only with Irish in our finance department, and for example, the humor, it's similar to Czech, like this, you know, ironic humor, and no, they were nice. I have to say, like, they may be nicer than Czech Republic, but don't say it to Czech people.
Could you see yourself staying here?
No, I'm not staying. I'm really homesick, and I think I will stay another year, and then I will go home.
And what do you miss most about the Czech Republic?
Czech beer, but I can have it here. And I miss my friends and my family.
My name is Milan and I'm working in Tesco Life Clerk.
Why did you leave the Czech Republic to come to Dublin or to Ireland specifically?
It's simple. I would like to try something else and then it's in Czech Republic. That's it, nothing else.
And what is your experience of Ireland being like?
Positive, nothing else. Positive people. I think more than in Czech Republic. I had bad experience in Czech Republic with people, so it's better here.
And what about the beer?
It's a difficult question. I'm typical Czech, so Czech beer is better than Guinness for me.
What do you miss most about home?
My family, my sister, and my traditional Christmas, my traditional Easter, everything.
My name is Marketa, and I have been in Ireland for nearly 2 years, and I'm working like an assistant of manager in United Colors of Benetton. I have just a positive experience. I love the people in here. They are really friendly and talkative and helpful for me, and I can improve my English here.
And have you had any negative experience?
I don't like the Irish weather. Maybe I hate it. So it's the biggest negative in Ireland.
And apart from the weather, what do you miss most about the Czech Republic?
I think just the weather.